Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 22nd day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029, and then the pound sign. And you're going to have to hit that star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's spring weather. Still could have a snowstorm any second. I know it, but I'm going to take what I can get. That being said, see what we're going to jump into here. FBI arrests leader of armed group stopping migrants in New Mexico. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty. FBI arrests leader of armed group stopping migrants in New Mexico. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The FBI on Saturday said it had arrested Larry Hopkins, the leader of an armed group that is stopping undocumented migrants after they cross the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexican border into New Mexico. New Mexico, keep that in mind. The arrest came 2 days after the American Civil Liberties Union accused the group of illegally detaining migrants. I mean, this is propaganda 101. They're fucking illegal aliens to start with, and these motherfuckers are not detaining, they're helping. And New Mexico Democratic Governor Michael Grisham ordered an investigation. Hopkins, 69, also known as Johnny Horton, was arrested in Sunland Park, New Mexico, on a federal complaint charging him with being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, the Federal Bureau of Investigation said in a statement. We're not worried about it. He's going to be cleared, said Jim Benvey, a spokesman for the United Constitutional Patriots, blaming the arrest on political pressure from Lujan Grisham. Hopkins is the national commander of this UCP, which has had around half a dozen members camped out on a rotating basis near Sunland Park since late February. Patriots or fascists? Big question mark. The UCP describes itself as a patriot group helping U.S. Border Patrol cope with record numbers of Central American families crossing the border to seek asylum. Dressed in camouflage and carrying rifles, UCP members have helped U.S. Border Patrol detain over 5,600 migrants. And, well, that's 5,600 migrants they've turned over to the Border Patrol, and that's 5,600 migrants that have been given money and bus tickets and plane tickets to come to our fucking neighborhoods, people. That is aiding in invasion. That's not stopping this. Tory militia. Migrants in the last 2 months, Ben Vive, said, videos posted online by the group show members telling migrants to stop, sit down, and wait for agents to arrive. Critics accused the UCP of impersonating law enforcement. Oh, man. Crowdfunding sites, PayPal and GoFundMe on Friday barred the group, citing policies not to promote hate or violence after the ACLU called the UCP a fascist militia. Now, you'd think that they'd get thrown off of fucking YouTube for that, don't you? I mean, we got thrown off of YouTube the day after we issued the mandamus, and that was just about the fucking Bill of Rights. You see, that's one thing about From the Trenches. The heathens are so fucking bad, that's why we're choked down so bad. I mean, I heard that, you know, they've had this on the fucking Fox News, and they've on the news sites, one after another, giving this militia, this phony fucking malicious thing out, and their donations are way up. But these people who are facilitating, helping bring the fucking invasion forces in, calling themselves militia, their donations are going way up. As fucking the, you know, what do we do here? We teach the Bill of Rights. We talk about the fraudulent 14th Amendment, the fraudulent United States Corporation, the fact that they believe they're going to subjugate us and fucking, well, sell everything we got, take everything we got, including us. That's what's unacceptable on the social media now, people. I mean, these guys here, shit, they're working with the fucking enemy. Today's arrest by the FBI indicates clearly that the rule of law should be in the hands of trained law enforcement officials. You know, the Blackwater USA, not armed vigilantes. And I'm telling you, this is just an op, people. This is a production, and it serves a purpose. Because of where it happened in New Mexico. They don't want to talk about New Mexico. And New Mexico is supposed to be an open corridor. I mean, this is where while you're looking down there in San Diego and looking there in Texas and stuff, they're just fucking pouring up through New Mexico. And this is to get anybody that was, I mean people that might have been down there to try to watch it and you document it and show what's going on down there. This will get them out of there. This will get everybody moved out of there. I mean, this phony fucking shit. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas said in a statement of Hopkins' arrest, Hopkins was previously arrested in Oregon in 2006 on suspicion of impersonating a police officer and being a felon in possession of a firearm, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. No standoffs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, that's said in a statement, it did not support citizens taking law enforcement into their own hands and instead encouraged the public to be its eyes and ears on the border. Benviv said the UCP was doing just that and had the support of local border patrol and police, the support thereof. Mostly military veterans, UCP members carry weapons for self-defense and at no time pointed guns at migrants. They're calling them migrants. We didn't point no guns at those migrants. No, those are fucking illegal aliens, Mr. Militiaman, invading your fucking country with the help of that United States corporate fucking government that can't fucking exist, that has usurped the republic that we were supposed to have, and our Bill of Rights. Traitors. It's Facebook. Despite having funding sources cut off, despite having funding sources cut off, Bevine said the group's online support has swelled since it came under attack this week. These are fucking, this is how stupid people are. They are telling you what they are doing is aiding in the fucking invasion of your country. Its Facebook followers have more than doubled since Thursday. And if they're such a terrible fucking thing, how come they weren't kicked off like we were? How come you can fucking put their shit in there? Huh? From the Trenches, you can't. All we did was post a mandamus. And that day, boom, no, shut it off. What's the fucking agenda here, people? Ask what the group would do If told to leave by state police, Binvi said they would probably go, and if they left the order, and if they felt the order violated their constitutional rights, sue the state of New Mexico. What a crock of shit. What a crock of shit. Nero's fiddles as Rome burns. There's not going to be any standoff. This isn't the Bundy rants, Binvi said. No, hell no, you're working with the fucking communists, you sons of bitches, in reference to the 2014 armed confrontation in Nevada. And there would have been nothing there hadn't 500 son of a bitches showed up that weren't playing fucking games and weren't a part of the fucking scam called militia in this country. From Heavy.com, Hopkins has a long arrest record dating back to at least 1986 when he was arrested and convicted of the felony of false pretense or fraud in Midland County, Michigan? Really? Decades later, in 2006, Hopkins was arrested in Klamath County, Oregon on charges of impersonating a police officer and being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to arrest reports filed in Klamath County, police found Hopkins at a gas station. It happened down there. It happened actually in Keno, which is about probably 15, 20 miles. It's right down by the California border. If you go, I guess it'd be southwest out of Klamath. Hopkins at a gas station showing off a gun to a group of young people. The arrest report says that Hopkins was also showing the group of juveniles a badge that said special agent and was telling them that he was a police officer. Hopkins pleaded guilty to impersonating a police officer and to one count of possessing a firearm. And but he's done, I mean, there's all these arrests and stuff that have happened, and this, you know. Well, people, I'll tell you what, you know, I went over there to their site, and I looked at it, and I looked at the, and it's, it, you know, it's, you got the communists on there. Oh, this, the white supremacist and all this stuff, and the argument they want, the divide they fucking want. That, you know, that goddamn, the trumpets versus the goddamn fucking Clintonites. Okay, that the two dynasties, you know, that want us to kill fucking one another. The 75% who understand that this is bullshit. It's all bullshit. Anyway, I put a post over there. And I went back in a while and I looked and there had been one thumbs up on it and stuff. And I went to check on it this morning. And it was gone. I can't find it. Maybe I'm just ignorant. Maybe I'm stupid. But I wanted to see what they had to say to what I had to say about what was happened down there. And anyway, it's gone. I can't find it nowhere. They said there was a new post for me over on the Facebook that we used to have, which has zero. I mean, there's nothing happening. I mean, it won't work. It sits there. The page is there, but it won't work since the fucking mandamus was issued. The mandamus is correct. But anyway, here's what I wrote to these people. And like I said, there was like one thumbs up, and then somebody said something about that liked it because I addressed them as subjects. To all you American subjects out there, this United Constitutional Patriots is a 501c3 corporation incorporated under the United States Corporation. See United States Code, Title 28, Definition 15. Look up the definition of corporation and then republic. Somebody please tell me how apprehending members of this invasion and then handing them over to be processed into the United States and sent to my neighborhood is anything short of aiding an invasion. There is no republic, but the Bill of Rights, which can never be removed, remains the law of this land. I now see these foreign invaders marching in column just like they did in Europe, unabated. To you Trump-tards, your knight in shining armor just gave a one-year free pass to bring in as many foreign alien invaders as is humanly possible to pump them into the interior of the United States. This is where you are going to meet the unorganized militia, which is the body of the individual free nationals for the little United Big S States of these Americas. When you have pumped enough of this third world trash into our neighborhoods to hack up our children and rape our women and attempt to terrorize us to the point of living in fear in our own homes, this is when you're going to find out what the word vigilante really means in a hard way. Now all you people who support this so-called militia need to get your asses down to that border and get to helping this fraudulent, treasonous corporate government facilitate this invasion. There is a line, and once you cross it, you are going to meet the real Americans, and that goes for you punk communist pieces of shit acting like you speak for this nation. The Bill of Rights will be enforced, the common law courts will be returned, and we, the individual free sovereign American nationals of the American race, which consists of all pigments of skin, are going to try, convict, and hang every treasonous one of you. So keep on coming. You will find what you are looking for, a bent-up anger that you cannot even imagine. You will not take our country away from us under the guise of treasonous, fraudulent corporate United States. We are not 14th Amendment citizen subjects. We are the individual free sovereign nationals for the United States of America, and you're going to find out what the difference is. Like I said, can't find it. And we, you know, we sent a message to them, well, you know, what happened to the post? Nothing back. But they're getting to see, now, like they said, they're getting, oh man, they're getting record support for this fraudulent fucking, these fucking traitors. While we sit here, you know, telling the people the fucking truth and trying to get people to understand what's fucking happening to them, hey, it's going to be too fucking late. You put these, I mean, I think these are fucking government operatives. Period. Straight up government operatives. They needed a reason to keep people out of fucking New Mexico. So now they have it. Mexico warns of deep concern over armed groups of on U.S. border. This is from Reuters. There was no armed groups. There was this one little pissant fucking militia down there. So-called militia. Government militia. Tory militia. Mexico warns of deep concern over armed groups on U.S. border. This is fuck. I want to go anywhere in this goddamn United States armed. I go armed. It's called the second article to my people's fucking Bill of Rights, you pricks. But this is an operation. This is a production, and it serves a purpose. Now they will be down there, and they'll say, well, sorry, you guys can come on up here to San Diego and stuff, but nobody goes down near New Mexico where they're sending the fighting age men across to be fucking trained to come in and fucking be the cannon fodder for the fucking Blackwater USA gun confiscation teams. Mark my words this day. It's from Reuters. It was sent by enemy of the state for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Mexico said on Saturday it had, quote, deep concerns about armed groups that intimidate and extort migrants on the border. It's none of your fucking business what we do on this side of our border, you motherfuckers. Mexico, huh? I mean, while Trump's sucking ass, and he just gave that communist that was elected down there, just gave that communist a year free pass, as many as you can get across that fucking border, and hey man, we'll even send down our fucking government, fucking Tory militias to help bring as many as we can get in here because we aim to kill the real Americans. We have to get it done because they've woken up, they understand who we are and what we've done to them. These types of practices can drive human rights abuses of people who migrate or request asylum or refuge in the United States, Mexico. You know, for how many fucking years do we have a border, people? Until this world international communist shit. And until the fucking, they had fully, Obama was to take over the United States. That's when they took it away from the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, good old boys that had fucking destroyed our Bill of Rights and removed our common law courts so we, the people, couldn't stop them. Well, they didn't realize, well, that makes it so we can't stop the fucking communists too. But they're working all they can, every lie they can tell, but you are such a fucking few, we are gonna fucking snuff you out. We know how few you are. We outnumber you by the tens of thousands to one. You motherfuckers. You treasonous, dog shit eating bastards. We are going to wipe you off the face of this fucking planet. Make no mistake about it. But this is all a part of it. This is how they work. This is how they, this is fucking their intrigue, their fucking, dagger, shit back and forth. Being run by the fucking elite in this country who want the communists out, but they still don't want no Bill of Rights, and they still want to own the fucking people as subjects. Their subjects, instead of the communist subjects, you see. human rights abuses of people who migrate or request asylum or refuge in the United States. It's our fucking country, not yours, and this goddamn fraudulent corporation has no authority to grant anything to any fucking buddy. Only thing they got coming to them is a fucking short trial and a long, short drop on a long rope. Mexico's foreign relations minister said in a statement referring to militia groups in New Mexico. It added, see, this is it. That's it. I mean, I believe that's, you know, what the deal is. You know, that's their main corridor. They say, I mean, it's simple shit, like taking a quarter out of a child's ear, you know, oh, gee, I had a quarter in my ear. No, it's down here in San Diego, this and that, and all the, you know, Constantina wire and the fucking things, and still, you know, they're walking up and embracing him. You've been apprehended. Now, go over there and write your name down on a piece of paper, get your bus ticket, get your check, and head to Walmart. That's what's fucking happening, and everybody fucking here knows it. This is just another fucking, this is a fucking production. This whole thing with this malicious shit down here is a production. Period. To move people away from the fucking truth. The truth that this fucking, I mean, I'll tell you, that fucking man, damn it. You look at that. I should put it up. I think I may have. Showing you the line on the Facebook. Man, when that man, damn it, went in, it was up there to pew, I mean, straight fucking down, shut off. Now, goddamn Mandamus asserting the Bill of Rights. Now, I can see why you'd fucking get shut off of Facebook for that. This is fucking bullshit. It added that patrols on the margins of the law create risks for safety of migrants. And that's what it's all about, people. It's the safety of the invaders. Quit calling them fucking migrants. They're invading our country. All you fucking people out there that buying into this shit and sending your money to this phony fucking government fucking Tory militia, you're gonna, I hope your fucking kid's the first one to get hacked up on the block. I hope your old lady's the first one to get fucking raped. Because you fucking deserve it. On Thursday, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico condemned the United Constitutional Patriots. Which, see, this is what, now this is what militia, they are not militia. The militia protect the people's bill of fucking rights. They enforce the people's, common law authority over everything here. You know, these militias put together just like the Constitution Rangers, all these fucking, 501c3 militias, they're fucking government agents. The only real militia there is the unorganized, we the people who are fucking, who reject this shit, who reject being corporate property, who reject being subjects, because we understand that's what our true founders fought for, was to not be subjugated. These people, they love these fucking cops, man. I mean, I've seen the cop, I've been watching the stupid box this morning. I'm watching the fucking border patrol and the pigs coming up just, oh, these are really good people. They're backing them 100%. This fucking nut, he goes, this guy, Johnny Horton, he claims he met Trump at one of Trump's things because he's a country and western singer and he sings under the pseudonym of Johnny Horton. You remember Johnny Horton from years ago died in the plane crash? And so he claims to be in private contact with fucking, I mean, with Trump, and he's a friend of Trump's and all of this. But I don't, you know, I don't doubt it, because this is special ops. This is a special op for a special fucking reason. Because there was people was starting to, you know, Carnegie actually started to talk about New Mexico. And that's where they're all coming in. And they're playing games with it down here. We're watching them come in hundreds at a time and go, oh, man, you know, through the concertina wire. And they're just getting let in. And you're not even looking at New Mexico where they just call them. And they got to go across the Air Force, a military base on that route. Call them after call them after call them. And you know what? It's all going to come home to roost. And like I said, I hope, I pray. And it is one of these son of a bitches that has gone, that you ignorant, goofy, stupid, fucking can't read, can't interpret, dead-headed, mush-minded motherfuckers. I hope it's your child is the first one that gets hacked up on your block. I hope it is. Then you can call your fucking militia buddies and the police and they'll come down. And then when you go and try to do something about it, then you'll find out who your friends are. You'll find out what you're a part of. On Thursday, the American Civil Liberties Union New Mexico condemned the United Constitutional Patriots, which patrols the southern U.S. border in New Mexico, and as a fascist militia organization operating outside the law. Wouldn't they have been taken off of Facebook? I mean, just immediately? All we had to do was fucking just put up a mandamus. I served a federal court over a fucking copyright issue. That's all we had to do. But then they can't label us as fascists because we speak out against fascism. We're completely against it. They can't label us as communists because they know we hate fucking communists. We say it every day. They can't label us as racist. Because we talk about the American national of the American race, and we quit looking at the pigment of each other's skin a long time ago. None of these can they say, well, this is why you've been to, no. You told the fucking truth. The truth cannot be told. The truth will destroy all of these lies, like this lying ass fucking idea of this fucking phony ass militia. The group has posted videos showing members dressed in camouflage and armed with semi-automatic rifles holding groups of migrants. Many Central American families seeking asylum until U.S. Border Patrol agents arrive. Is that stopping the invasion, people? Or is that aiding it? Instead of them being, I mean, I've heard Nestor talk about it. We go out there and we find people, we're going to make sure they don't die of thirst. Well, that's what they will. Small volunteer group says it. Here it is. The small volunteer group says it is helping the Border Patrol deal with a surge of undocumented migrants. They're calling them migrants. This is the militia calling the invaders migrants, these illegal aliens migrants. This is a government operation. Make no mistake about it. At the southern border, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has toughened various policies and put pressure on Mexico. Oh, are you tightened it? Really? You gave him a one-year free fucking pass, and nobody's going to stop you? Come in from anywhere? Come through fucking Mexico, nobody will stop you for 1 year? Oh, is that some tough policy for goddamn sure? Tough on the American nationals who are going to get fucking invaded. Pressure on Mexico in an attempt. Oh, the pressure you put on Mexico, I'll give you a time. Shit. That's like a rape victim saying, I'll give you just one more minute to stop it, and then I'm going to yell rape. I'm going to accuse you of rape. If you stop now, well, okay, then there wasn't no rape. I just got fucked. Pressure on Mexico in an attempt to discourage people from, a 1 year fucking free pass to discourage people from attempting to cross the United States, cross into the United States illegally. Along with the ACLU, New Mexico Democrat Senator Martin Henrick and Tom Udall also called for an investigation into the border group. Yeah, all across the country. Put it on every fucking one of these, mainstream propaganda machines that has the rate, a lower, believability rating than a fucking cockroach. I mean, just stir as far away from the truth. This is what it is. This is all this militia thing is. It isn't people figuring out what you dirty son of a bitches did with that 14th Amendment. It isn't people finding out that you're a fucking corporation and have absolutely zero authority over them. It isn't the people finding out that they're fucking, you have a standing army, a standing Blackwater fucking private fucking army on our fucking soil here for the express purposes of subjugating us and taking everything we fucking have. No, it's about this. This is what it's about, people, as the fucking invasion continues, abated by what they're calling militia. But they're not. They're the only militia in this country, I tell you people right now, is you and I. And every individual, free national out there who understands who they are and what's been done to them, we're the only ones. Unorganized. You can't have organization without corruption in this fucking country. You end up with Bill Cooper said, political and fucking religious armies of this that go along with this shit, that get in. I mean, the fuck, that badge could have been real for all you fucking know. Some local pig down in Klamath called it in and fucking went. I didn't hear about the time he served or where he served it. Did you? Threatening innocent children and families fleeing violence and seeking asylum is unacceptable and flies in the face of our values as a state and nation. Fuck you. They know that that's the 75% they want, people. It's you and me. They want us to kill each other. We got to grab. Let's go join this stupid militia down here, and let's go bring the people in that are going to kill our relatives and rape our children. Let's help. Let's help. There's no way you do not know that you are assisting an invasion. How can you not know? You know that when you didn't stop nobody from coming into this country. You just made sure that they would be found so they wouldn't get thirsty. You brought the Border Patrol over to give them rides in vans over to get their fucking money, their free Walmart card, and a plane ticket and be sent to my fucking neighborhood. Threatening innocent children and families fleeing violence. They said it, said in a joint statement on Twitter on Friday. Okay. Onward and upward. How could it get worse? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting.
New Walmart.
Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. The Constitution will help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty.
Free Walmart.
Bam, damnly, eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by OATNUT, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yes.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can email donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Ray Stevens with Come to the USA. Hey, the militias here will even help you. The militias will fucking get you down to that free Walmart. They'll give you a ride. Mexican troops disarmed American soldiers on U.S. side of border. Well, no, it ain't the U.S. side of the border. We have ceded 150-mile stretch of our fucking border to the goddamn United Nations. And that's why they can do this kind of shit. Why weren't these fucking Mexican troops taken into custody? Why aren't they being fucking, that's an act of war, isn't it? Well, what the fuck if an invasion ain't? Why should this be? This is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Armed Mexican troops disarm two United States soldiers. No, United States corporate, I see, well, let's go on here. We'll see how United States they are. United States soldiers, while they were on American side, on the American side of the border, U.S. defense officials have said. U.S. Northern Command said, that's NORCOM, like I said, these are not United States of America soldiers. These are corporate fucking United Nations soldiers. That's all that exists. Okay, U.S. Northern Command said in a statement that 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel questioned 2 U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations this month. The U.N. soldiers were in an unmarked customs and border protection vehicle near the southwest border near Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed with what seemed to be rifles. I seemed like a rifle. They raised their weapons when they saw the 2 U.S. soldiers and then took a pistol from one and put it in the CBP vehicle. According to officials talking to CNN, Communist News Network, the 2 Americans obliged. Of course they did, because they know they're on United Nations fucking soil and under United Nations command, and they better not do nothing to fucking upset these fucking these communists. They just remember that guy they just elected down there in Mexico. That's what fucking he ran as a communist, just like you're going to get in this fucking country. Americans obliged in an attempt to de-escalate a potential violent situation. Too bad that the cops in this fucking country didn't, I mean, well, not cops, but these Blackwater USA, and they didn't de-escalate. What would they do? Throughout the incident, the United States, not U.S., U.N. soldiers followed all established procedures and protocols, the statement said. The 2 United Nations troops were on the south side of the security perimeter, but north of the Rio Grande, and thus were in the United States, according side American territory. It added, no, United Nations territory. 150 fucking miles of it, people. 2,000 miles long. It's called a beachhead. Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security officials demanded an explanation. We demand an explanation. Well, it's United Nations territory, and we down there, we thought it might be a couple of fucking real militiamen down there right down by the goddamn border going to stop somebody from crossing, and we keep that corridor open. This is United Nations, and that's why they can walk across these goddamn borders. This fucking bullshit, that idea that this corporation can give our country away at will. Like I said, it'll come home to roost. For the innocent and the guilty. Just the same. The innocent and the guilty will get the same fucking treatment. And all you dumb ass motherfuckers are out there fucking go, I seen some of them calling us like, yeah, we're so glad to have you guys down there. What, helping? Helping invade your country? Are you that fucking stupid? They even tell you on your stupid box. that they're, while they're doing is they, when they call apprehensions, apprehensions are actually picking you up and taking you down to give you, fucking papers to get, and fucking money to go to free Walmart in any, town or city in the United States you choose. A recolonization force. That's what they call it when they bring the women and children with them. Recolonization. Get ready for it, people, because, you know, your negligence, your hesitancy to stand up against this shit is going to bite you. It's, well, every day, you know, that this shit goes on, that's more lives it's going to cost when it find, when we finally have to fight. And they all know it. All these son of a bitches know it. All of these people who fucking, you know, go out and pretend to be, all the ones that you call themselves militia, they fucking know it. Because they've got other plans too. They probably think they have a deal. Maybe they do have an inside deal. Maybe they've been a part of it all along. Who the fuck knows? I don't.
My guess is they are.
My guess is you're right. Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security officials demanded an explanation from the Mexican government. An inquiry, CBP and DOD, Department of Defense, revealed that the Mexican military members believed that the U.S. Army, no, the U.N. Army soldiers were south of the border, and it doesn't fucking matter. Because it's all United Nations, the statement said. They just wanted to see who was down there, because they were in an unmarked vehicle. It might be somebody who was actually down there to do something. And we ain't gonna have that. If you go militia down on the border, they are there. And I, listen to Mike Nesser; he'll tell you they're down there. Oh, they're out there, people dying of thirst. And they give it. And he talks about when they catch them, they give them their, you know, fucking their fucking candy bars and rations and water and stuff while they're waiting on the border patrol to get their asses to that free Walmart as fast as they possibly can. The statement said. Though they were south of the border fence, U.S. soldiers remained in U.N. soldiers remained in U.N. territory north of the actual border. That's the end of that shit. Okay, let's see what they're doing for us here at home, us American nationals, the land of the free and home of the brave, free, freedom and liberty. That's what this United States is, people. Let's look at some freedom and liberty here, right here in the state of Oregon. Oregon to become first state to mandate universal home visits of all families with newborn children. This is from Health Impact News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Oregon Governor Kate Brown, communist. Oregon communist. I mean, there ain't no fucking government here. You know, they had elections and stuff here. I've told you people about what the elections are here. Same as California, the mail-in ballots with their secret envelope. That they, when they get all those secret, when they get their pile of secret envelopes, they stuff them accordingly with pre-fucking, printed out goddamn, ballots. There's nothing to connect the ballot you actually marked to you, except that it was in your secret envelope. And then they just keep a record of it. They keep a second set of books. So if anybody ever, if I say, if I voted now, I want to see my ballot. Man, I don't believe my ballot was counted correctly. Well, they go back because they're all in on it. This is the Jews running this goddamn country. I mean, like I talked about the fucking Masonic lodges. What other groups of people in this country? I mean, you're talking people that hold positions of power, meeting in secret, and then in secret fucking buildings that nobody else can go in. And never a bug got into one. Never an infiltration from the FBI to see what those bastards were up to. But you get a church group of 10 people for a Bible study. Now they'll get microphones in that goddamn room as fast as possible. They'll have shit listening through your fucking walls. Your phone will be bugged. And they will follow each one of you around until they find out exactly what you're up to. But they already know what they're up to because, well, it's them. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has submitted her two-year budget proposal to Oregon State Legislature, and it includes several health initiatives aimed at children's behavioral mental health. Boy, I'm telling you, this shit's a common people. Under the oversight of the Oregon Health Authority. Oh, there's an authority, another authority over us, our health. Like you have something to say about my body. Yeah, well, you can. I don't used to get too excited about it. It's going to come soon enough, and then the anger will be unleashed. And they're going to want to have a discussion. They're going to want to have a discussion, and we're going to have a discussion. It's going to be in a common law court, in front of a common law jury, where you are accused of the fucking treachery you have committed against our fucking people. And we're going to, after that conversation's over, we're going to put a rope around your fucking neck, and we're going to hang you till you are dead. Oregon Health Authority and Oregon's coordinated care organizations, a uniquely Oregon approach, a uniquely communist approach. I'll tell you, up in fucking Portland and Salem, and they'll be, all those fucking communists up there, they're lapping their chops and thinking they're all fucking pack of cowards. That's why they have to hire their fucking standing army. They have no balls. They have no spines. The very thought, they'll hire Antifa thugs. Street thugs to put on things and fuck with people going down the goddamn street, hit their cars, hit them. But the ones running it, you look at them, it's just like I talk about looking at that Blumenthal, wanting your guns. You're going to take your guns. Just look at that weasel, little punk son of a bitch, and think of him taking the gun from anybody. No. This is just fucking communist, international communism. It is at its fucking finest, right in your goddamn face. Uniquely Oregon approach to blending a wide array of health services under an... And you see, I talked about why Venezuela doesn't want no health helps. They don't want no helps from us. They don't want no helps from us because they understand what helps from the corporate United States means. It means invasion. It means takeover. It means fucking putting you under the corporate fucking iron hand. One of the key pieces of Governor Brown's legislation is the beginning investment in a 6-year program to create universal home visits for new parents. That is fucking coming into your house without warrant. And fucking looking through your house and fucking interrogating you. The Beaverton Valley Times interviewed Patrick Allen, the director of Oregon Health Authority, who reportedly expressed excitement at the prospect of requiring home visits of all new parents, including adoptive parents. So you have a child, so now we can come right in your goddamn house. Why? Because you had a kid? Really? When the program is complete, every new parent, this includes adoptions, would receive a series of 2 or 3 visits by someone like a nurse or other health care practitioner. Well, you want to join? Hey, you know what? Join up with them nurses. Join up with them doctors. Your fucking asses will hang just like everybody else's. We will fucking hang you. You can be, oh, we can't do it. I mean, I can hear the argument when time comes around. We need the doctors. Yeah, we need them hanging from that scaffold up there. You get them up there or we'll put your ass up there with them. Move. How dare you? How dare you motherfuckers think that you have any kind of fucking authority because you're a fucking doctor or a nurse? But they love it, see? These are weak people, man. These aren't the fucking people of Oregon, I guarantee you that. Not the real fucking people, the people that inhabited this place before the Californian communist invasion. They're not going to fucking like this, and they're not going to fucking go along with it. There's going to be some of these health professionals blown out in the fucking streets what's about to happen. But that's all right. Because I'm telling you, that's another way to get in your house and look around. By the way, do you have any guns in here? Oh, just the one that's pointing at your head that's fixing to go off. Boom. The visits could include basic health screening for babies, hooking parents up with primary care physicians. See, this is what they do over there in Venezuela. See, they're going to help you. We're here to help you. We're here to help you become fucking our fucking slaves, to turn your fucking resources back over to our fucking the oil giants who had them before you fucking nationalized them. Just like Iran. That's why they hate Iran's fucking guts. That's why the Jews hate Iran's fucking guts, and that's why they have their attack dog, the United States, all over them. Hooking parents up with primary care physicians, linking them to other services. We got services. I don't want your fucking services. Nobody asked you for them. And you cannot fucking take my fucking wealth at gunpoint and fucking, you're a corporation. You do not have, Walmart ain't going to do it to me. And by God, you're not either. Walmart tries it, they get shot. So do you. And coordinating a merited childhood immunizations that babies need. So they're going to be there fucking, give me anyone, make sure they get you fucking shot. Just so you can have some Down syndrome babies. Yeah, babies perfectly healthy. You bring them home and they get done with it and you have a Down syndrome baby for the rest of your life. Allen made it clear that they were targeting all children, not just troubled families. That says everybody. We're going to come into your fucking house. We wrote a thing. We don't need no fucking warrant. Fuck your fucking fourth article. Fuck your fifth article. Fuck procedural due process. Fuck any thought that you are anything but our subject that we will do with as we please. And that child you just had, it belongs to us. This isn't something for people in trouble. This is stuff all kids need, Allen said. The state of Oregon sees about 40,000 births per year, and the Universal Home Visit Program has apparently already been piloted in Lincoln County. They've done that. I've spent all my life, every fucking violation of the Bill of Rights, they come to these fucking counties out here in this goddamn, these are all corporate fiefdom. That's what the counties are here. They're not counties. They're corporate fiefdoms. And then the corporate fucking goddamn lord, you can come on in and try it here. It's okay. I mean, breaking the fucking law. Completely breaking the fucking law. I mean, this is unlawful. Given what we have reported here at Health Impact News, and especially on our medicalkidnap.com website, can we really trust the medical professionals employed by the government who come into our homes are going to actually benefit our children and our families? Did you hear that? The medical professionals employed by the government. It's been that way for a long time, people. So I'll tell you what, they think that they consider themselves among the more intelligent people out there. And they feel a natural fucking betterness than everybody else. Like they should be able to fucking, well, I just know better because I have this fucking piece of paper on the fucking wall. How you should use your body. Poisons should be put in your children. Because I'm me. You're fucking, you think we won't hang you? You are traitors to your fucking country and your people, and you are going to fucking answer for it. This shit is going to break loose. People will only be pushed so fucking far. And when you start fucking with the kids, or the guns, you're asked, well, what happens, happens. You motherfuckers, whatever happens to you, it's going to be terrible, and you fucking earned it. By the government who came, who come into our homes are going to actually benefit our children and families. What about the Fourth Amendment? What about the Fourth Article? How about that? Because it was a fucking the law before it was ever amended into this Constitution. It was the law of this fucking land, the absolute fucking law of this land. What about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States? Which one? The United States, the little United Big S States of America, or the United States corporations, what they're talking about here? The corporation that has subjugated our people, just like that fucking king over in England had them subjugated. You are subject. How's it feel? Which the Cornell Law School states originally enforced the notion that each man's home... I love this. Which the Cornell Law School states originally when it was written, this thing that can never be changed... This thing that isn't even subject to the fifth article of the Constitution because the ninth article forbids any power to change it. Originally, in the beginning when it was written, your fucking natural rights that you are born with, originally you were born with, well, what did we change? Has our DNA changed? We originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle. And says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons and houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Well, they're just going to come in and interrogate you. They're just going to come in and give me that kid. Reach me that kid now. If you won't reach me, your baby. Get the forces down here. Get the fucking Blackwater down here. These people need to be beat on some. They won't hand me that kid. You will hand me your child. You will hand me your brand new born baby right now. Subject piece of shit. Is this proposed bill for universal home visits possibly just another way for the state to collect funds and to potentially remove children from their homes and place them in lucrative, you mean in pedophilic foster care and adoption system? There is already a federally funded home visit program funded by the Health Resources and Service Administration. The federal program is stated to be voluntary, but Oregon seems to want to take it a step further and make government home visits mandatory. Oh, you're my servant there is getting fucking, is going to mandate, is going to just going to walk right into my fucking house and fucking take my child out of my fucking arms. I can see that this isn't going to go ahead, do it, you fucking cunts. You fucking cowardly pieces of shit. I cannot wait until this shit breaks loose. Whether it'll be the pumping of the aliens in here until the fucking people have to go vigilante or something like this or the gun confiscation, I don't know, but it's going to fucking break loose. You think our people will fucking take this? You're wrong. Apparently, $400 million has already been allotted to states to fund home visits. That means the people up there working that fucking, that had that kid, they're taking your fucking money and they're going to use it to fucking violate your fucking rights. Up to the point of, reach me that baby. Reach me that baby or Blackwater will be here and we'll pound your ass down. Got it? And take that baby. And we got some pedophiles that are looking for a brand new baby. They're Jewish pedophiles. And they like babies. Allotted to the states to fund visits and states a need to implement programs to receive funds. In February 2018, the maternal infant and early childhood home visiting program was allotted $400 million per year through fiscal year 2022. Now, wouldn't a young family be better served not paying $400 million for somebody to violate their fucking rights to actually so they could raise a fucking family? That's why our people, you know, quit having children. Fucking, it's just, I mean, goddamn, it takes a village. You see, when you went to that fucking church and you got married, you thought you were doing the right fucking thing. You went to the church and got married and fucking that preacher, that fucking government agent, that 501c3 government agent piece of shit, treasonous fucker, signed your goddamn marriage certificate. He became the third party, the controlling party. That's the government. And the government, and is, as this is, a corporate United States. He is the corporate official. And you are, by definition of the 14th Amendment, a subject. So you are subject to his jurisdiction, which cannot exist on this fucking land. Which is a fucking, is treason. And just existing. But they've put their fucking Blackwater Army in place. They've got all their shit in place. They just gotta make that final fucking move, people. And like I said, you know, the more of this shit we let go by, the more, a couple million people are going to fucking die right out the gate. I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen because of the lies and the deception and the special interest for what I got. I don't want to lose what I got just so you can have your rights. Cause that's how I got it, was by violating your rights. You will all fucking hang by the neck until you are fucking dead. On September 20, 2018, HRS awarded approximately $361 million in funding to 56 states, territories, and nonprofit organizations to support communities in providing, no, communist communities. That's what community comes from. Communism. Collectives. In providing voluntary, evidence-based home visiting services through the maternal, infant, and early childhood home visiting program. Man, I'm glad somebody would come to my house. They'd come to my house, my kids, I'd have blowed their fucking head right off their shoulders. There wouldn't have been no question. This is how far they've gone, people. They understood it back then. They understood you don't go to somebody's fucking, you don't even try this shit. But what I love about it, you fucking doctors and you think you're somebody? Your fucking neck's gonna snap. You think that you're gonna, well, you need us, doctor. We don't need traitors. We don't need you, son of a bitch. In fact, fucking you dirty son of a bitches, how dare you? You arrogant fucking pricks will fucking hang just like the rest of them. You're not getting deported. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what none of these fucking lying-ass, phony government Tory militias tell you. Your fucking ass is going in the ground. By law, state and territory guarantees must spend the majority of their grants to implement evidence. See, this grant system, that was when your Congress turned over its authority and its fucking responsibility, its fiduciary responsibility to allocate funds to the fucking group of senators. The senators have always been the representatives of the corporate elite, of the elite, period. So they turned it over. I mean, that was Billy Clinton that did that. So you don't have allocations from Congress for anything or from your legislatures anymore. It's all through the grant system. That makes it commercial. That means you go under the Uniform Commercial Code where they say they don't have to recognize your Bill of Rights. Well, I got news for you, son of a bitch. Within the borders of what is this United States of these Americas, my fucking rights are absolute. And that ninth article says you can't have a contract. You can't make a law. You cannot do anything to violate, to deny, or disparage those fucking rights. If you do, I got the right to blow your fucking head off. Oh, people, that's enough of it. I've had enough. Top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, sit down and think about it. Think about being in that situation. You know, the mother's holding the kid. She's kind of nervous anyway, you know. Reach me that baby. And she don't let me in. This nurse trashy. They're going to be some arrogant pricks because they know they can walk into your fucking house like a cop. They'll have that same fucking Blackwater mentality. Reach me the child. Well, no, I'll hold it. What do you want? No, I said reach me the child. Call for backup. That's what it's going to be, people. And that is The Word from the Trenches.